Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sense. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Have you heard of the term glossophobia? Glosso is actually Greek for tongues. Now, glossophobia is the fear of speaking, and it was actually featured in an article in Psychology Today as being worse than the fear of death for some people. And I know a lot of people that are afraid to speak, and I don't understand why, because I've been a musician all my life, so I've always been on stage, so I don't have that fear, so I don't understand it. But I know it's prevalent. I know a lot of people don't like to speak. You just say the word speak, and they break out in a cold sweat. But if you're in business, in any way, shape, or form, you're going to speak. I mean, it's going to happen. If you work for a major corporation, then you're probably going to have to give a presentation at some time. If you do any kind of networking, which is something I definitely advocate, you're going to have to stand up and give a elevator speech, or at least introduce your business. So there's lots of different ways that in business you're going to be doing some kind of speaking. And generally they come in a handful of different methodologies. I mentioned the 30-second or 60-second elevator speech. Everybody gets up and says, "Hi, I'm Brian Basilico with B2B Interactive Marketing, and I help companies market themselves on the internet using internet marketing and social media." Boom. That's one way of doing it. There's lots of different ways to do it, but there's all different kinds of elevator speeches to introduce yourself to a larger group. Then some of these groups actually ask you to get up and give a little short presentation about your business, and they could be anything from 5 to 15 minute long speeches. A lot of times you do it just off the cuff. Other times you set it up, you actually have PowerPoints and you have handouts, and there's lots of different ways to do that. And then there's the long form business presentation. Let's say you're talking to a chamber of commerce or a larger networking group, and you may be asked to stand up and give a 30 to 45 minute training presentation. As a matter of fact, I do classes at community colleges that are 3 hours long. So there's all different kinds of live speaking that people can do, and it behooves you to get used to doing that, because at some point you're probably going to have to do it. Now, there's other kinds of speaking, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in front of a live audience, although it could. You could be interviewed on podcasts or radio shows. You could also be the interviewer or the interviewee. You could have your own podcast or radio show. I actually have this podcast and another radio show that I do. You could do webinars. Webinars are a great way to get the word out about your business, about your products, about your services. And they could be everything from you sitting in front of a camera or your laptop to doing a full-blown PowerPoint and then basically narrating the whole thing. And it can be recorded and put up again for replays. And maybe you might get interviewed on a TV show. Could be a local TV show, or you might be lucky enough to get on the evening news, for a good reason, of course, or maybe a guest expert on some kind of talk show. There's lots of different opportunities to speak. So the more you get used to it, the more that people are going to know about you, your business, your products, and your services. So what are some of the benefits of doing live presentations? Well, the first is you get immediate feedback on your content and your concepts. You'll see it in people's faces as you're doing the presentation. Hopefully you do some fun stuff and maybe some scary stuff. It just depends on the topic that you're giving, but you know, you're going to get immediate feedback from them, and then you can get feedback afterwards too. You could ask a couple of friends, "What did you think? Was the concept clear? Did I make a point? Was it compelling?" Those are all questions that you want to ask, because you want to make sure that the messages that you're getting across are the messages you want to convey to your audience. The other benefit of doing a live event is that you can get Q&A. And what happens a lot of times is when you finish your presentation, you say, "Are there any questions?" People start asking you questions, and you start to get immediate feedback about what's important to them. Or what did they not understand? Or what is their, what's the point that they're trying to shoot holes in your concepts? I mean, you're going to learn a lot of different things about how the audience feels about you, your products, and your services. And again, if you do something like a radio or podcast or TV interview, webinars, or any of those things, they can be recorded. And when they're recorded, they can be repurposed in a lot of different ways. They can be sent as a link to somebody if you're trying to convince them. You can put them up on your website as long as you have permission from the person who originally recorded you. There's lots of different ways that you can use those tools to promote you and your business. So let's say that you need to write a speech, and I don't care whether it's a 5-minute speech or a 5-hour speech. The key thing is it's always pretty much the same thing. The first thing you're going to do is start with some sort of icebreaker, some sort of fact, something that's going to get people's attention. One of the worst ways you could start out a speech is, "Hi, I'm Brian Basilico with B2B Interactive Marketing, and I've been doing me, you know, for the whole first 10 minutes. That's not the point. It's not about you. It's about your audience. So start off with a funny story. Tell a joke. Do something compelling that's going to get them and keep them interested in what you have to say. The next thing you want to do is you want to give some live examples of what it is that you're talking about and how it benefits the audience. You want to direct it towards them and say, look, these concepts can help you because of A, B, or C. Make sure that what you're doing has a flow to it, that you've written it out and you've laid it out, and that it makes sense, and that there's highs and lows and stories and icebreakers and all that kind of stuff in there. But make sure when you finish, you end with a bang. You hit them with an aha takeaway. They're going to go, wow, that totally makes sense, or I need this product, or I need this service. So you want to make sure that you start off strong, make it compelling, no matter how long it is, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. And at the end, you want to leave them with an aha takeaway, and you want them to contact you, ask you more questions. You want to invoke a conversation. So when you're getting ready to do a presentation, you have to do some preparation, right? So the first thing I normally suggest people do is outline it. I use Evernote, and I just lay out my outline, and I think it through. How is this going to flow? Then I actually write out the speech. I'll write out not every single word. Some people will. Some people will write the entire speech out word for word so that they get their point across. However you do it, it doesn't matter. The next thing you have to do is practice it. And there's lots of different ways to practice it. You can practice it just in your office or in your bathroom to get a little echo if you want that. You can even record it. I mean, you can record it with your camcorder, or you can record it with your computer with the camera that's on there, and then watch it back. Once you see it and once you have an opportunity to critique it yourself, then go back and revise it and do it again. Practice it one more time. And then finally, you're going to get to the point where you actually have to deliver it. So don't be afraid, because you've sat down, you've figured it out, you've practiced it, you've got it down to a science. Do your best and learn from it. That's really it. It's not that hard. But the key thing is, it's a perfect way for you to deliver messages about you and your business. And then ask for feedback. And on that feedback, utilize the lessons learned to do it better next time. And hopefully you'll get those opportunities to do it again and again and again. So the purpose of giving speeches is to give your ideas, your business, your concepts, a platform where people will listen to you and hopefully buy from you. So there's a lot of reasons that you want to be able to give speeches, but the key thing is a wonderful marketing tool for you, your business, and your product. So don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. And if you need help, then go find something like Toastmasters, where you'll get a chance to really hone your craft with a bunch of other people that are in the same boat as you. They all have glossophobia.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.